Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Curry off the screen, takes a 27-footer. It's going to be too strong. Payton the rebound. Back to Curry. It's 2-for-1. Curry hits a three. Golden State is tied the game at 104. And GP2 with yet another big hustle play for Golden State. He's got 8 rebounds and 7 assists. Well, tonight's electrifying player of the game, Stephen Curry, who had 31 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. It's brought to you by Toyota, class-leading MPG and more hybrid models than any other brand. Toyota, let's go places. Warriors lose tonight to the Wolves, 114-110. They're now 19-22 in clutch games this year, tied with Atlanta for the most clutch games in the league. Minnesota sweeps all 3 games, so they sweep the season series for only the second time in their franchise history. The last time they did it was the 97-98 season. Unfortunately, that was the year of the Sprewell incident, which eventually led him to come here and play via New York. But the Warriors had a total of 22 players on the roster back in 97-98. A midseason trade, Joe Smith went to Philadelphia for Jim Jackson and Clarence Weatherspoon. Gerald Magkins, a former UCLA player, was on that squad as well. So a lot of players came in and out that year, and Minnesota took all 4 games back in 97-98. Curry with 31. By the way, that's the 26th 30-point game for Curry this season. And Trace Jackson Davis in the game, he was a -9, but he did have 2 block shots. He's had multiple block shots in each of the last 5 games. The longest streak for a Warrior player since Andrew Wiggins did it back in 2021, and the longest for a Warrior rookie since Epe Udo did it with 8 such games back in 2010-2011. Epe Udo currently on the staff of the Atlanta Hawks as an assistant coach. And Gary Payton II set a new career high with assists. He had 7 tonight. He was good. GP2 was good, but he missed a layup that would have given the Warriors the lead late in the fourth quarter and could have changed this game. But that layup did not go in, and Golden State ends up with a loss. 31 for Curry, 16 off the bench for Klay Thompson. He was 6 of 15, shooting 3 of 11 from 3. Had 3 boards and 2 assists. 15 for Andrew Wiggins. Jonathan Kuminga, 6 of 11 with 3 boards and 2 assists and a block shot. It's a tough game for Jonathan because the Wolves have length, they have size, and so it's harder for him to attack the rim the way he would like with Gobert standing back in there. Draymond Green, 12 points and 8 rebounds tonight for the Warriors. For the Wolves, 20 for Naz Reid. And again, cementing his status as an all-Warrior opponent, he had 12 rebounds as well. He did have 6 turnovers, though. 23 for Anthony Edwards, 7 of 18 shooting. He had 8 assists and 6 rebounds. 17 and 12 for Rudy Gobert, 1 block shot for him. 14 points for Mike Conley to go with 7 assists. And 11 off the bench for Nikhil Alexander Walker in 21 minutes of play. So the Warriors shot 44%, but they gave up 52% shooting from 3. And the 3-point shot has been a problem for Golden State in the month of March. The opponents are knocking them down at an alarming rate, and that was the case here tonight. Early in the fourth quarter, miscommunication, and all of a sudden there's Edwards wide open for a 3 and helped Minnesota get the lead. Plays like that are plays that are hurting the Warriors right now. And even though the Wolves had the 12 turnovers early, they finished with only 14 on the night. And it was just a game that was right there. And it's part of this season. Part of what has been so frustrating about this year is that the Warriors have played a number of games that have been right there for them, but unable to finish. And as a result, they're 36-34. And depending on what happens tonight down in Los Angeles when Indiana takes on the Lakers, if the L.A. Lakers win tonight, then the Warriors will be 2.5 back of the number 9 spot, which would be very difficult to make up with only a few games left. And just as important, they'd only be a game up on the surging Houston Rockets for the final play-in spot in the Western Conference. Minnesota, 49-22. And for the first time in a long time, I think folks around here are looking forward to maybe a long playoff run. This could be a fun year for the Wolves, though I will say that once they get to the second round, if they win the first round series, in the West, again, you know, they could draw Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving in the first round. They could draw Kevin Durant and Devin Booker in the first round. They could draw the Lakers in the first round. It could be, well, I don't think it'll be the Lakers at this point because I don't see maybe the Wolves could get to 1-2 again and hang on for that if they do. But, you know, that would put the Lakers in play for them. But I'm just saying that the first-round matchups in the West, they're not going to be easy. These are going to be really difficult first-round series. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. This year, the Eastern Conference will have a champion. The Western Conference will have a survivor. Somebody's going to go through a real difficult series in order to win the Western Conference. That is going to wrap it up for us, with the exception of the Kaiser Permanente scoreboard here, as the Warriors lose in Minnesota by a count of 114-110.